Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Aleph. So remember that the Mishnah has a list of issues where we might have thought that there was a p'tur because of something or other. The opening of the Mishnah thought that maybe there was a p'tur because it was only a chatzi davar. Taught us that afal pikein, if we have a different set of edim, it's also considered to be kosher edus. Then the Mishnah continues to talk about cases where you did an act that looks like it might be potter because of kam lebed rabbi minei. So you did a mechira on Shabbos, you did a mechira for Avodah Zarah, or even if you did a tvich on Yom HaKippurim, which is a chiyav of karet and not a chiyav of mita, and therefore there's no kam lebed rabbi minei. So in all of those cases, the halacha was that, of course, you would be chayav. Now there are a number of issues that the Mishnah is going to begin discussing. That's also before we go on, so we're going to have to refer to it back again. We're going to be discussing as well the continuation of Ganav Mishel Aviv, V'tavachu Machar V'acharkach Meit Aviv. So here it says, someone who does the Tvichu Mechira before the death of his parent, so then he would be Chayiv, Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. Ganav V'tavach V'acharkach Yigdish, Misham Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha. Then we had four cases where the tvicha was for a purpose that was not going to give him any benefit of direct achila. So either he did a tvicha for refuah, and he didn't need to eat it, or for dog food, or it turned out to be a trefa, or it was shochet chulun ba'azara. So in all of those cases, your mishan b'shulmi abra v'chamisha, except that Rabbi Shimon patters the last two cases because he holds a shchita she'ena ru'uya, lav shma shchita. Those closing pieces of the Mishnah we're going to discuss today. So the first was Ganav Tavach B'yom HaKippurim, where over there we had simply because there's no din of a chiyav mitah, so therefore there's a no p'tur of kablei ben rabim. The problem is, of course, if somebody shurchet on Yom HaKippurim, so he's going to be chayav malchus because of the yisur of Yom HaKippurim, yisur malach on Yom HaKippurim. So albeit there's no chiv of mita, but nonetheless, am I? Why would he be chayiv for tvicha? Nehidik tala lecha. It's all very nice to say that there's no chiv of mita, but malkut miyayika, there is a chiv of malkut. The rule is that you do not both get malkut and pay, although the truth is there is a machloket as to which one you would have. If they have the malkut or not the tashlumi not the malkut. Okay, so over here the Mishnah is saying, look, why not say that you should be potter because of the malkut? Answers the Gemara, buddy, Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is clearly going a little bit of Rabbi Meir. We'll have to say, Diabar loke u'mishalem. According to Rabbi Meir, he is the one who says, in a case where someone is an eid zomim, and he's mechayev another person to pay, let's say, 100 shekel. Turns out that he's an eid zomim. Now he's going to get malkut for lo ta'ane b'reachai shekel. But he's also, according to Rabbi Meir, going to have to pay the 100 shekel for kasher zaman. And there's no contradiction between the two, which shows that a limit of Rabbi Meir, there's no problem of getting both malkut and being chayev and teshlumi. So that's the case over here. Although you get malkut for Yom HaKippurim, you're still going to have to pay teshlumi arba v'chamisha. Asks the Gemara, but then if that's the case, if we're going a little bit of Rabbi Meir, then even if you would be toveach b'Shabbat, where there is a chiyav mita, I'm going to show you that a little bit of Rabbi Meir, you would be chayav also. And don't try to tell me, v'chitem, well, now wait a minute, loka b'shale mita. All that we know that Rabbi Meir holds is that you can get both malkut and also be chayav tashlumim. Yes, but meitu mishale. Certainly, he also agrees that kamlei b'derabba mineh. So if a person is chayav mitaf v'chilul Shabbat, there will not be a chiv of tashlumin. That meitu mishale letle. Is that so? V'lo, indeed. V'yotanya, I'm going to show you in this brayta that Rabbi Meir holds that there's no p'tur of kamlei b'derabba mineh. Because here it says, ganav v'tavach b'shabbat. Ganav v'tavach la'avodah zarah. Now, both of those cases, the person is chayav mita, either because of chilul Shabbat or for avodat kochavim. Ganav shor haniskal utvacho. In that case, there's a problem of his not being able to get any hana'ah for the shchita, and also what it is that he shechted is valueless to the owner, and therefore, how is there a balim? All of that we're going to discuss. But in any event, halacha over there is according to Rabbi Meir, Mishalem Arbava Chamisha. There were Rabbi Meir, astoundingly, Rabbi Meir says even a tvicha on Shabbat is mechayiv in Arbava Chamisha. Apparently, Rabbi Meir does not hold Av Kam Le Bitarabimine. Since it's clear in our Mishnah that Tavach, the Mishnah is going to say this actually, the Sefer of the Mishnah we haven't learned yet, but I mean, it's clear even from the Reisha, Machar B'Shabbat, over there, in Inochinami Yerchayim. But Tavach B'Shabbat, you would be Patur, as it says clearly in the Sefer. So here, it cannot be going Alib de Rabbi Meir. You're trying to answer that the Reisha is Alib de Rabbi Meir, because otherwise, how do we understand the fact that you'd be Chayiv for Yom HaKippurim on Malkot, and yet still be able to pay? That's going Alib de Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir holds, even if you would be Chayiv Mita, you would be chayiv to pay. And yet our Mishnah says, if you chayiv mita, no, absolutely. Okay, the only problem that we have is, the Gemara says, if that's the case, we should say even in the Sefer of the Mishnah, that there's no p'tur on the Tvicha b'Shabbat. Why only on the Mechira b'Shabbat? We're saying you chayiv b'Shabbat, even on the Tvicha b'Shabbat. Whereas, of course, the Chachamim Poterim, Amrei, please, please, don't try to bring me a raya from that Braita. That Braita has been a thorn in our side for a long time, and we know that it does not mean what it appears to mean. Bar mine deahu, please. Anything but that, you know. So bar mine deahi, forget it. Can you bring me a proof of anything not from that Braita? Da itma Allah, because we know already what that Braita is referring to. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, or some say it was Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who was quoting with Shimon Lakish. What were they saying? That Rabbi Avi and Rabbi Eloi and the entire Chabura quoted Rabbi Yochanan as explaining that bright as follows. Mishmeda Rabbi Yochanan Amre, Bitoveach Ayidei Acher. What it's talking about over here is that the Ganev appoints a Sheikhet, the Sheikh for him. So over there, now you'll say, what do you mean? But then Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avira, I will address that in a moment. But he appoints a Sheikhet, the Sheikh for him. The Sheikhet goes out and checks it on Shabbos. Okay, but that's not the game, me. So over there, I'm Chayev as the Gadev for Arba Av Chamisha, and the Chiyev for the Chilul Shabbat. I mean, that's the Sheikhet's problem. Wait a minute. V'chizech otev is emit Chayev? I thought the din of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera would cover this. I mean, how could this other guy, the Shliach over here, is the one who's shechting someone else's animal, but the Mishaleach is the one who's going to be with Chayev and Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha? And what happened to our revered rule that ain't Shliach L'Dvar Avira? This is a very special case where you cannot say that ain't Shliach L'Dvar Avira for a very simple reason. You cannot sell this animal unless somebody is helping you buy it. So then that means that the buyer is necessary. So say, well, I mean, the buyer is the one who bought it, so why should I be chayev? So obviously, by definition, a sale consists of a buyer is giving you money for it. So in the same way that the sale has to involve another person, so too the tvicha can involve another person without its damaging the halacha being chayev and tashlumei arba v'chamisha. So since the Torah puts together a tvacho u'mecharo, this teaches us ma mechira by definition is ayedei acher. Av tficha can be ayedei acher as well. And therefore, the fact that there's a shliach who does it doesn't bother you. The Beit Rabbi Yishmael says, well, there's another basis for this. I mean, it's true. We all agree that it's true. There's a number of different approaches to why it's true. Okay, so the first approach, Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, clearly it was a Kabbalah that the din is that yesh shliach l'dvar aver when it comes to tficha mechira. Rabbi Yochanan says we could derive this from the very connection of tficha to mechira. Rabbi Yishmael says we derive this from the extra o, utvacho o mecharo. So o means the rabot at hashliach. The vechiske learns it from the extra tachat. Remember, it's a tachat twice. So one of them is coming to be marbet hashliach, but in any event, this is a unique situation where the guy himself, the ganav, was not chayev in mitah. Therefore, there was no p'tur of kam le b'derabim, and the shliach was the one who was b'chalal Shabbat. And therefore, it's irrelevant to the Mishaleach, who still nonetheless appointed somebody to do the Shlita. And since in this case, the Shlichut is valid Shlichut, therefore, he's Chayev in Arba V'Chamisha. Matkiv L'Amar Zutra. I mean, it's all very nice. You could say, Yeh Shlich Devar Avera, but the problem is, I mean, Mi'i Kabita Dilu Lovid Yehu Lo Mechayev. V'Ovid Shlich Mechayev. Here, they got another problem over here. You're trying to utilize the din of shlichut to be mechayev me in a case where the shliach was bechal Shabbat. The problem is, if I would have done this act, I would have been potter. Now, it's impossible to be mechayev an individual where he would have been potter by saying that, yeah, but since he didn't do it, he's chayev. I mean, that's absolutely weird. You're going to tell me I'm more chayev if somebody else does it than if I do it. I mean, the rule generally is I cannot become more mechayev by somebody else's action, no? So you're telling me he himself is not chayev, the shliach is chayev. Amalei Rav Ashi, come on, man. It's not that he's not chayev. He's very chayev. By the way, he's so chayev, we can't even be chayev him. It's a kamlei ben rabbi mineh. So again, that's not called, well, he wouldn't be chayev, so why is he chayev now? The shliach did it. It's just that by removing the chayev mitah, so the chayev is there, remains the chayev of arba v'chamisha. Therefore, explains Rav Ashi, hatam la bishum delo mechayevu. It's not that he's not chayev. It's Ella de Kamle, bit of Rabbi Mine. Okay, very good. So now it's the word, but if that's the case, and we're talking about that he appointed a Shliach, Itbitoveach, Yede Acher, why indeed the Rabbanan Potter? I mean, initially we took it as a very simple machloket. The Rabbanan are simply asserting the normative aloch of Kamle, bit of Rabbi Mine, and Rabbi Meir, for some reason, doesn't know the Kamle, bit of Rabbi Mine. We thought initially this was an extension of the din of Leiken and Meshalmin. Now you're saying, no, it has nothing to do with the course. Rabbi Meir holds a kumle bit rabbi mine, special case of shlichut. There seems to be a Kabbalah, nobody's arguing on that yei shliach when it comes to tvicha, either from the tvicha, the tabach umachar, or from the o, or from the tachat, or whatever it is, that's a given halacha. So now I don't understand. So what's the machloket now? So why are the chachamim arguing anymore? Amrei, they're not arguing because of any of the issues that you thought they're arguing about. They're arguing at a completely different basis over here. The Chachonim are Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon od Shechita Shein Uriah, Lav Shema Shechita. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon is saying, look, you Shechta Rishon Niskal. Does it help to Shechta Rishon Niskal? Does it become Mutta Bachila? Does it become Mutta Ba'ana? No. So therefore, it's for all intents and purposes not a shechita. It achieves nothing. You shecht for Avodah Zarah. It becomes Asur Ba'ana'ah. Is that called a shechita? No. So therefore, since it's Asur Ba'ana'ah, it's Lav Shema Shechita. Now, wait a minute. That it covers Avodah Zarah and Shah Niskal. That's true. Bishlama Avodah Zarah v'Shah Niskal. You're right. That's a shechita shen ruyayi, and that is considered to be Alibid Rabbi Shimon, not an act of shechita. Therefore, you cannot be Machai of the guy for plugging a knife into its heart. That's not a shechita. But according to Rabbi Shimon even, I mean, if you shecht on Shabbos, why isn't that a kosher shechita? Shechita on Shabbat is a shechita ruyayi. It's a beferish mishnah. That's not. Hashochet b'Shabbat uv'yom ha-kippurim, af api shemitchayev b'nafsho, shechita tokshera. So here it says that the shechita indeed is a good shechita. Of course, there's another problem. Shechts on Shabbos, why isn't it a mumer shechita? Mumer shechita is possible. Forget about the question of Shabbat. That's not so partial. That's dependent on the next stuff. But the Tosfos in Chulin is a fantastic chiddush. He says the first time you do an iser, you don't become a mumer because you need to know what it's like. So, Memela, like, okay, it's his first, I gotta see what it's like to be Mechal Shabbos, or Mechal Yom HaKippurim.
And not be zapped by
life. Well, whatever it is, but, okay, but in any event, it is certainly a Beferish Mishnah. It says Shechitas Kasher. How come a Libet Rabbi Shimon, it's called a Shechita Sheino Ru'uya? Ah, you see, Savalak Rabbi Yochanana Sandlar, that's because Rabbi Shimon says, if you hold of Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar, who says that somebody was Mechalel Shabbat, what it is that he does out of his Chilul Shabbat becomes osur for anyone to be neneh from. So it becomes a Shechita Sheino Ru'uyah. Where is that sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Sandlar? That's not. Hamavashel b'Shabbat. So somebody cooks something on Shabbat, he forgets it's Shabbat. So then if it's b'shogeg, even he can eat it. Even on Shabbat. B'mezid, Lo yochal. If, however, he did it b'mezid, it's not mutter to eat on that day of Shabbat for anybody. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is how Rashi understands this, okay? Based on the Gemara Chulin. Rabbi Yehuda Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, b'shogeg yochal, but not on Shabbat. I mean, b'shogeg yochal, b'motzei Shabbat, because otherwise he's being nene from the malachim, it's not on Shabbat. Wait until afterwards, and then, in the time that it would have taken you to do it, so then it becomes mutter. But b'mezid, lo yochal olamit, but that's only him. He can't eat it, ever, because he did when it was b'chal Shabbos, he'll never be able to be nede from what it is that he did. Rabbi Yochanan Hassan Laromer, b'shogeg, if he did it b'shogeg, so then he's never allowed to be nene from it. Other people can only be nene from it on Motzei Shabbat. So yochal, Yachel motzei Shabbat lacherim velo lo, but b'mezid lo yachel olamit lo lo velo lacherim. According to Rabbi Yochanan Hasanver, it's obviously shchit shenaruya. No one is allowed to eat it. And here's the case of mevashel b'Shabbos, but it's the same thing. Someone who shechts b'Shabbos now it becomes usur forever to everyone. Alibel Rabbi Yochanan, and what's the basis of Rabbi Yochanan? My time, Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlar. Kiddorish Rabbi Chiya. Remember the Russia, when Rabbi Chiya was standing up Pitchet El Venesia, was standing right there by the entranceway to the Beit HaNasi, and he darshaned the pasuk Ushmartem et HaShabbat, Ki Kodesh Hi Lachem. Just like Kodesh, the Torah is saying, it's Kodesh to you. Okay, you're allowed to eat Kodesh? No. So Ma Kodesh Asur Ba'achila, Af Ma'aseh Shabbat Asurim Ba'achila. So you'll say, why is this not also an Isur Hana'ah? After all, Kodesh is Asur Bana'ah. So why not say, Ma Kodesh Asur Bana'ah, Ma Asir Shabbat Asur Bana'ah, and all that Rabbi Yochanan Sandor said was, Lo Yeachel. He doesn't say it became Asur Bana'ah. Talmud Lomar, Kodesh Hi Lachem, Shelachem Yehe. It nonetheless remains your own. If it would have been Asur Bana'ah, so you'd have no Ba'alut in it, because it's completely valueless. Therefore, it's clear it's Mutar Bana'ah, Asur Ba'achila. If that's the case, Rabbi Yochanan, why not extend that even to Shogeg? Where does it say in the Pasuk a distinction between Mezid and Shogeg? Ah, because the Pasuk says, Kodesh Ilachem, Michalalea Mot Yumat. So in context, what are we talking about? The Mezid Amarti Lecha, Velo B'Shogeg, only in a case where Michalalea Mot Yumat, there Maasei Shabbat are Surim, Ve'achila Olamit, but not in a case where there's no mechalaleh mot yumat, meaning that it was done b'shogeg. Now, the question, Alibar of Yochanan HaSandler, whether this is a drasha gemura and it's usher midioraita, or whether it's really a derabbanan a knas and it's usher midirabbanan, there's a machloket between Ravach and Ravina. So there's a machloket amoraim in the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler. Pligi bar Ravach and Ravina, chadamer maasei Shabbat is actually dioraita, V'chalomer ma'aseh Shabbat is the Rabbanan. Ah, now wait a minute. So man yom diorayta, okay. So then it works out. Since midiorayta, it's not a kosher shechita. And Alibad Rabbi Shimon, something which is not a kosher shechita is not considered to be an act of shechita at all. And therefore, would not be b'chayiv you in arba avachamisha. So everything works out. Kinei amor, like we said. But if midiorayta was a kosher shechita, I mean, the Rabbanan certainly didn't come along to say that you should be potter from Arba Ava Chamisha because we're canceling your Shechita. You're saying, you're right, you did an act of Shechita, okay? So it's a Shechita Ruya. So if he holds it's only the Rabbanan, we're going to have a problem. So first, let's see the basis of the Drush. So Mandi Omer D'Yoraita Kiri Amor V'Darshan for the Pasuk. Mandi Omer D'Rabbanan, I mean, why not say it's the Pasuk? Do you have a problem with the Pasuk? Sure, I have a problem with the Pasuk. The Torah says, Kodesh, what does it say about Shabbos? Kodesh Lachem. Kodesh Ilachem, it says. Which means, He Kodesh, Vein Maaseh Kodesh. Shabbos is Kodesh. But the acts that are done on Shabbos are not Kodesh. It's the Mitzvot of Shabbat itself that's Kodesh. So the Pasuk, if anything, is telling you that there's no Isser, and you're using the Pasuk in Asmachta, to tell me that there's, okay, but there's a remez, that there's elements of Kodesh and Shabbos and Bebela, Maisa Shabbos should be awesome. Now, wait a minute, so Bishlam Laman Diraita, okay. If it's Diraita, then everything works out. Like we said, Amtullah Achi Patri Rabbana. That would be the reason that Rabbi Shimon holds Shechit Shein Ru'uya, and these Rabbana that are arguing with Rabbi Meir, all the Rabbi Shimon's are fine. But if you hold Laman Diraita, so why does it say Potter? it says potter. Remember, there were a number of different cases. There was Shah Niskal, there was Avodah Zorah, there was Shabbos. So the potter was only going on two cases. It wasn't going on all of them. So it was referring to Ashar, Avodah Zorah, V'Ashar Niskal, but Eino Chinami, Alibud Rabbi Shimon. He would agree that the part that's only Aser B'Rabbanan, in terms of the Yisra Achilana for Shabbos, is a Shechita Ruya. So why? I got another problem here. The other problem is that some of these cases, the animal doesn't belong to anybody. I mean, obviously you're not going to be Chayiv in Arba Avachamisha if you shecht an animal that the owner himself can't have a yad off from. You take a Shor Adiska. Shecht a Shor Adiska. How can you be Chayiv Arba Avachamisha? It wasn't worth anything. The truth is, even if you shecht a Behemel Avodah Zorah, the moment that you do an act of Avodah to Avodah Zorah, it becomes a Takrovet Akum. Takrovet Akum is a Surbana. You don't need a technical Shechita. I mean, actually, the Getchka doesn't care one way or the other. You know, a little bit of a mice is just as good. So the moment you start Shechting, you already made a Takrovet Avodah Kochavim, but that moment it becomes a Surbana. I mean, you can't. It's somebody else's thing. So unless you did a Maisa, you can't Aser it. But the moment you do a Maase of any kind, to indicate your acceptance and presenting of this to the Avodah Zorah, so keep it the Shachat Papurta, Asura. The moment that he shecht a little bit, it becomes now an act that's part of the act of Shechita. So you didn't complete the Shechita, so what? We'll see later on if this is dependent in the din of Yeshel Shechita Mitchila Vatsof, that the act of Shechita is a continuum, and that you're constantly shechting from the moment that you begin shechting. We're going to talk about this tomorrow. But in any event, the moment that he did the first part of the Shechita, he asers it b'hana'ah. Idach. Okay, so now, technically speaking, he didn't do a Shechita until he completes the Shechita in terms of the Chiyuv of Arba'ah b'Chamishah. But at the point that he completes the Shechita, it no longer belongs to anybody, because Yisurei Hana'ah does not have Ba'alut. So Idach Yisurei Hana'ahu. V'lav demarei katavach. He is not shechting the owner's shor at this point. So why would he be chayev here at all? Omar Rava, well, the case has to be that he specifies the omer bigmar zvicha uavda. He only intends to give this getchka this thing when the shechita is good and kosher. I mean, he's not, what's he going to feed the getchka tarfus? I mean, so because of that, he's going to dafka wait until the shechita is finished. At that point, it's an aveda, but up until there, it's not an aveda. Therefore, it does not become asur b'hana'ah until he finished. But at that moment, he already did the ma'aseh of tvicha. That's why it would be considered to be an act of tvicha. Well, but what about Shah Niskal? I mean, Shah Niskal is clearly Yisurei Hana'ah, you know? And therefore, if he shechts the Shah Niskal, how could Rabbi Meir say you're chayim? Lav demarei katavach. Forget about whether it's a shechita ruya or not. Fine. Yod shechita shed ruya shma shechita. But it still has to belong to the owner in order for you to be chayim. And over here it doesn't belong to the owner. So lav demarei katavach. Omar Rava is talking about over here that the owner had given it over into the hands of a shomer. Right? So what happens is that the animal goes ahead and it killed somebody while it was in the rishus of the shomer. So Yizik b'beit shomer, and it was Uad b'beit shomer, and it was Nigmar Dido b'beit shomer. So now, basically, this guy now comes along and takes it from the beit shomer. So Yotaina. So what's the difference? Bottom line is it's also about that. Aha, not so pashut. Because what if this shomer had given the animal back to the owner and would have said, "Harei shochal lefanecha, I don't see anything wrong with this animal, it looks good to me." So if the shomer would give the animal back, there is a shita that says, which Rabbi Meir agrees to, we'll have to say Rabbi Meir, Sovelek Rabbi Yaakov, Sovelek Rabbi Shimon. So first of all, he holds that Rabbi Yaakov holds, Af mishinak nigmar dino, ichziro shomer labalim muchzar. The truth is that this shomer would be able to return the owner to the Baalim and say, okay, you gave me the animal to watch, here's your animal. And he also holds of Rabbi Shimon. Now, Rabbi Shimon's chiddush is that there's a type of ba'alut which is considered a davar ha-goreim le-mamon. We've had this many times before. If something is valuable because it translates into value, for this shomer, this shor translates into value. So, but it has no market value. It's irrelevant. I can use this shor to save myself 1,500 shekels.
by simply returning it to the owner. So to me, this is worth 1,500 shekel. I don't care what you guys feel about it. Now, you take that from me, then you're taking something of value. Now, the Chachamim say, no. All that you did was, is you were gorim, that this guy doesn't have something of value to return. But in terms of the analysis of innate value, it doesn't have any innate value. So that's a grama b'alma. But Rabbi Shimon holds that grama itself, being as the grama defines the thing's value to the person, it's a davar itself, which is gorim l'mamon. So now that would mean that itself translates it to value. And therefore the shomer owns it. If the shomer owns it, you steal it, you shecht it. So you say, but it's yisurei hada'a. That doesn't matter. Unless, of course, you hold like Rabbi Shimon in the other issue, which is that Shechita Sheni Ruyalav Shema Shechita. But we already saw that, of course, that's the basis of the Machloket. And so, everything works out fine. If Rabbi Meir agrees with Rabbi Yaakov that you could return this, he furthermore agrees with Rabbi Shimon, not the Gabi Shechita Sheni Ruyah, but he agrees with Rabbi Shimon in terms of the halacha, that it's considered to be a davar agarim l'mamon is k'mamon dami. So then, we now understand how unique the set of cases are over here. They teach us all kinds of things in unique circumstances. Ditzanan Rabbi Shimon Omer Kodeshim Shechayav Bachrayutan. So a guy goes ahead now. He makes himself a neder. I'm going to bring a carbon oil. It's all lie. Sets aside an animal for carbon oil. Now this carbon is obviously, it's not his, technically speaking. He gave it over to Hegdash. Still in his house. Now he's chayev to see to it, because he said, Arei alai ola. He's got to see to it that ola is brought. Comes on a ganav, steals that carbon ola. So you say, man, he stole from Agdash. He didn't steal from the guy. No, not true, says Rabbi Shimon. Because since this person is chayev in the achrayut, he said, Arei alai, you're going to be chayev to replace that ola. Why? Clearly, alma davra gorim lemamon kimamon dami. Must be because it's considered to be a valid ownership, since to you it's worth money. If you have this ola, you present it to the Beit HaMikdash, and you just saved yourself the 1,500 shekel that you were chayev to buy another animal with. The moment this guy walks off with it, he's causing you that loss. And that itself translates into a value. Om Rav Kahana says, "What you know, this was all very brilliant, but I made a mistake, and I sent it over to Rav Zvid from Narda. And, you know, he turned the whole thing into a problem. Amrav Kana Amrita L'Shmaitik, I made it Rizvid Minarada, a little bit of peer review over here. He says it doesn't work, because me matzit mukmat matnitin karabi meir, v'lok rabbi shimon. I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying that the Mishnah of Gana V'Tavach V'Yom HaKippurim is going on Libet Rabbi Meir, and he's the only one who says that the din is you can be Mishalem even though you're getting Malkut for Yom HaKippurim, right? That's how you explained it. Which is not going Aliba the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who says that you would not be considered to be Chayev and Tashlumi if you were also Loke. The problem is that the end of the Mishnah, closing words of the Mishnah, is that Rabbi Shimon poter b'shneyelu. That in the last two cases where you've got the problem of a Shechita Sheni Ruyah, like the case of Chulin, Shinishchitu Bazara, or Shoran Niskal, those cases, Rabbi Shimon says, that's not an act of Shechita. Okay, so it stresses B'shnei Elu. I mean, doesn't that imply that the rest of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon is ready to go along with? But the problem is, you're saying the Mishnah only works out if you don't hold the Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon should be shouting, nah, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. You're part of Yom Kippurim also, because Yom Kippurim, you wouldn't be local Mishal. Michlauda B'kulamat Nitin Modeh. Isn't it clear that he's Modeh? I'm like, no. No, of course not. The last cases, there's a unique set of cases that involve us in the issue of Shechita Sheni Ruyah. So we had somebody who shechts for Rufua, somebody who shechts for Klavim, and then we had the cases of someone who shechts in ways that it's Asur B'Hana'ah. So what it's saying is that Rabbi Shimon says, no. If you're not allowed to get any Hana'ah from it, then in those two cases, over there it's Potter because it's not an act of Shechita. But the other two cases, dog food or medical reasons, no, there, of course, I agree, and there's nothing about Tvicha Mechir that insists that you're going to be eating it for your pleasure. So over there, it's a Shechita Ruyah. They're saying out of the last three, really four cases, if we have Rufu and Klavim, to the cases, I agree with the first two, but disagree with the last two, but that has nothing to do with the first part of the Mishnah where we're talking about. Yeah. You didn't even try.
You didn't even say the words what we're talking about.
Yeah,
no. Loke umishali. So when it comes to loke umishalim, look at me that. Then I wasn't even talking about that, says Rabbi Shimon. We're interested in focusing on the issue of Shechita Sheni Ruvia. Okay, the next case in the Mishnah was, Gadnav Mishal Aviv Etavach Umachar. He goes ahead and he's Tovech Umachar, then his father dies. All right. Now, outside of the context of the Mishnah, there was a question that Rava asked by Reb Nachman. Boimine Rava mi Reb Nachman. What would be the din? If somebody goes ahead and he's going to have a shor shoshnei shutafim, two people on a shor, he does a Tvich Umachira. Now he goes ahead, he meets one of the shutafim, and he's moda to that shutaf. Now obviously he becomes potter, because moda becomes patur. But he's only moda on what he would have had to pay to that shutaf. Now the question is, what's the din legabi the other shutaf? I mean, if the Torah says, chabishah bakar, maybe that means, look, it's an all or nothing business, you know? This is a zero-sum game. You went ahead, and you were moda to one of the shutafim, pow, you're not going to be chayav to pay, because there's no din of chatzi. Chamisha, or chatzi arba'atz. Either arba v'chamisha, or bas. So ma, do we say chamisha bakar amarachmana, v'lo chamisha chatzai bakar? So despite the fact that the Beit Din found you chayef for the other shutaf, you will not pay the knas of arba v'chamisha, because there's no such knas. The Torah either is b'chayef you arba v'chamisha, or it's not b'chayef you knas at all. O dilma, or it, when it says chamisha bakar, it's just coming to tell me the din of the difference between the shor v'seh. So chamisha bakar doesn't mean necessarily it's got to be five whole cows, so to speak. Maybe five half cows, if what you stole vis-a-vis the shutav was a half a cow. So then it would be afilu chamisha chatzei bakar. So Reb Nachman told him, look, I'm quite certain that it's chamisha bakar, Omer Rachmana, v'lo chamisha chatzei bakar. He would be potter complete. Aha, is that so? And how about our Mishnah? Now, issue over here is that there's obviously shutafim. In other words, there's obviously other brothers here, correct? I mean, otherwise, what are we talking about? Who is he supposed to pay? Take it out of one pocket, put it in his other pocket. So there's other brothers who want to get the money out of him for what he had done while his father was alive. And they say, look, you had to pay arba v'chamisha. What's the difference now that dad died? Pay it to us, because we are shutafim. But of course, he's also shutafim. So if let's say there were now five brothers, it's only going to be 1/4. 1/5 is his own, right? Now, what does it say in the Mishnah? It says that he pays arba v'chamisha. Now, the moment that his father dies, that's the equivalent of being modeh to one of the shutafim, right? Because that part goes off, namely his own. He doesn't have to pay it himself. So in this case, given the metaviv, it's the equivalent of going and being modeh to one of the partners. He's modeh to himself. Joe, you did a bad thing. Thank you, Joe. Well, that's what it boils down to. So now what, he doesn't have to pay himself. And yet, the Mishnah says, Beferish. Mishalim tashlumei arba abba chamisha. But there is no arba abba chamisha. There's only arba and chamisha chatzei bakar, or the fifth bakar, whatever it is. Depending on how we split it up, how many brothers there were. That's a pretty brilliant question, says Reb Nachman.
Abale. Maybe there's a distribution
required
before the...
We're gonna get to that. As Abba suggested, what we're talking about over here is that there was already an Amid al-Adin in the lifetime of his father, which at that point, there'd be no way that you could bother yourself. So that means that you got to pay. Obviously, you don't pay yourself. But whatever has to be paid to the Shutafim is distributed between the Shutafim. So it goes to the estate. Goes to the estate, and then you get from the estate back to yourself, so to speak. That's what it's referring to. Says the Gemara, well, I mean, that's a pretty weak answer, because what do you say? What would be the din if you had not actually been taken to court? I mean, note that the Mishnah contrasts the case where the father died before you paid or the father died after you paid. Because in the next Mishnah, which is the end of that Mishnah, contrasts all the cases I mentioned many times. So instead of Mechira B'Shabbos, you have Tvicha B'Shabbos. Instead of the Meita Aviv before, it's Meita Aviv after. I mean, so, okay, in that case, the contrast ought to be, the real meaningful contrast ought to be Amad Bedin versus Lo Amad Bedin. That's a much bigger chiddush. Instead, the Mishnah contrast, when did the father die? Did he do the Tvichu Mechira after the father died, or did he do the Tvichu Mechira before the father? I mean, he could have said it very simply. Adatani same, instead of saying in the safe of the contrasting case, we're supposed to be a mirror image of Ganav Mishal Avivu mate, and then, first the father dies, and then he's Tavei HaMochar. I mean, there are Enochinami, Samisham, Tshulmi, Arba, Vachamisha,
because he is one of the partners in it at the time that he shechts it. But why say that case when you can say a much better case? Niflog bedide, take the same case and say, Bamed varmamurim, where do we say that he would pay when the father dies afterwards? That's tafke kisha amad bedin during the father's lifetime. Avalo amad bedin, enu mishan tashlumi arbava chamisha, even if the father dies afterwards. Why? Because it would only be chatzei bakar, and the Torah was never chayvim chatzei bakar. Says Reb Nachman, you're right. You could have said that, but you would not be preserving the symmetry of the Mishnah. We're trying to create a symmetric Mishnah that has a mirror image in the Sefer. The mirror image, we didn't discuss Amida Bedin in the Reisha. So the mirror image is not to introduce now Amida Bedin. The mirror image is to simply switch the position, like a mirror normally does, of the death and the act. So in the mirror, it turns out to be death-act. Whereas in the first right side image, it's act-death. No? So that's symmetry. So since the Reisha took a case that was 1, 2, 3, so the Sefer takes a case 1, 3, 2. That's all. So Sefer Nami Gano Mishalavim Meitaviv Achakach Tavachumacha. Anyway, that's what Reb Nachman told Rava the night before. But the morning after the night before. Letzafra, the next morning, he said, I changed my mind. And actually, Chamisha Bakar Amar Rachman, Afilu Chamisha Chatzai Bakar, the din would be that you would have to pay the other shutah. V'aydelo Amil Chabawurta, the reason I didn't say that to you in the night time was because I didn't have any steak. V'lo Achli Bisra Tura. When you expect me to paskan halacha about bakar without having any steak before I paskan halacha, Rashi says it's only metaphorical. Bistra Torah means to get your teeth, really, sink your teeth into learning is like having a solid steak. So he means I didn't properly analyze the issue as I should have, and therefore I was too quick on the draw. Tosfos says actually it was Titus Esther. So it was a Titus, and you know, I wasn't actually in the best. You're saying now that the Reisha is whether you're Amid Bedin, you're not Amid Bedin, the Alok is Chamisha Bakar, Alok Chamisha Chatzei Bakar. So then, I mean, that should be true in the Seifa also, no? What's the difference? Father died before in the Seifa. Then you went ahead and you were Tovea. So what's the problem? You've got Shutafim. Okay, but even if there's Shutafim, the Torah is being Machai of you on paying half, or a third, or how many shutafim you have. So why in the Sefer does it say clearly that in that case, you would be potter? Ah, it's a different reason. It's not because you've got shutafim in terms of the payment. It's because the act of tficha needs to be entirely an act of isur. That's the point. The reisha karino utevacho, you shechted what you stole in its entirety. In other words, what you did was entirely an act of Isser. But in the Sefer, lo karino be'utavacho kulo be'isur, because part of what you did was shechting your own animal. You say, well, but I mean, I still continue to be a rotten no goodnik in shechting something that I stole from my father, and now I stole it from my brothers. That's true. But only 4/5 of it was stolen. Zak kulo be'isur. Utevacho means the entirety of it. Let's say we got a tavak. It says utevacho. Since it has changed now in its status because of the death of the father, now it's owned by Shutafim, of which I am one. Because of that, there's no longer a chiyuv, even though chamisha chatzai bakar. Go on, avetavach v'yom ha-kippurim amri, amai. Nidik tola leka, how about the malchus me? Yikav kaim lena loka mishal. Amri, amani Rabbi Meir, yidah amr loke o mishalem. Yid Rabbi Meir, afilo tavach v'shabbat. V'chitem alo keo mishalayim, that Rabbi Meir holds up the meitu mishalayim letle v'lo. V'atadi ganav v'davach b'shabbat ganav v'davach alav odazara. Ganav shara niskal utvacho. Mishalayim arba v'chamisha divi Rabbi Meir v'chachami potrim. Amri, please, bar mine de'ayi. De'ayit me'alo am Rabbi Yaakov am Rabbi Yochanan. Sapsiz am Rabbi Yirme am Rishu ben Lakish. The Rebavin Rebavin v'chol kavarata quoted Rabbi Yochanan. But in any event, bottom line is, toveach ayadei aker it's talking about. What happened to Shlich with Varavera? Omar Rava Shiny Yachad Yamakot Vacho Umecharo. By definition, Mamakiraya de Acher, so too the Tvicha can be a de Acher with a Shliach. The Vere Vishro Tada O Tvacho, the Rabot at a Shliach. The Vechizkiatada Tachat, the extra Tachat is the Rabot at a Shliach. Matkit Larbazurfa. Forget about the shliach d'var aver, but being committed, he loved you himself, lo mechayev, and now he gives it to a shliach, and he can be mechayev. Amalei Ravashi, not that lavish of dolo mechayevu, it's that he's very mechayev. The komlei ben rabamine. The ibet toveacha yedeacher my type the rabbanu the patri. I'm like the chachamim is something else. They're arguing about whether there ever was a shlita, because the chachamim Rabbi Shimon yamish kedushen ruya lav shma shlita. Amri, that only explains about Azar and Shah and his cow. That's Shechita Shein Ruya. What about Shabbat, which is a Shechita Ruya? Titznan HaShulchet B'Shabbat of Yom HaKippur of Afishu B'tchayim B'nafshor Shechita Tok Shira. Amri, clearly they all, like Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, Titznan HaMavashil B'Shabbat B'Shogeg Yochab B'Meizid Loyach. Adib Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochab B'Shogeg Yochab B'Motzei Shabbat B'Meizid Loyachal Olamit himself. Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, Rabbi Shogeg Yechel L'motzei Shabbat L'Achirim, but not for him. Ben Beizid Lo Yechel Olabito Lo V'Lo L'Achirim. My time, Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler Gedorah Shal Rabbi Chiyah Pitchud V'Nesiyah. Ushmartem Et HaShabbat Ki Kodesh Yilachem. Ma Kodesh Asur Ba'Achilah V'Asei Shabbat Asurim Ba'Achilah. Im Ma Kodesh Asur Ba'Na'af V'Asei Shabbat Asur Ba'Na'af Tamar Lomer Lachem Shalachem Yehem. So Yochel Afilu B'Shogeg continues the Pasuk the same B'Chalalei Amot Yumat, which means contextually, bebezid amarti lechav alo b'shogeg. L'maise pligi baravach ravina chadamir ma'aseh shabbat d'yoraita, chadamir ma'aseh shabbat d'rabbon. I mean, d'yoraita, yeah, the pasuk says so. D'kiri amoran. Man yom d'rabbonan, how does he do with the pasuk? Well, in reality, the pasuk says kodesh he, which means he kodesh vein ma'aseh kodesh. The mishnah v'lo man yom d'yoraita. So amtala hachi pati rabbonan, because of shchit shenaruya alibin Rabbi Shimon. Hello, man, the armor that it's only to Rabbanan, I mean, so it's a kosher shechita. So why is Rabbi Shimon Pater? Yeah, he's only referring to a shara, but a zora, and shara niska, but in a chinami, the part about Shabbat, he would not have Pater. Rabbi Meir, amay mechayev shulchet lavod azara. Forget about the problem of shechita shenuruya, but give it a shachar bapur to asra. Ida chisrei anayi, in which case there's no ownership. So lav the barik ha-shachit. Amarova, it's talking about Omer Bigmar Zavicha, who ovda. Well, what about Shar Niska? Shar Niska is Yisrei Anan, you know. So it's Lav the Morikatova. How could you be chayev on checking something that doesn't belong to the guy you stole it from? Amarova, Chumay Iskini Gotcha Masaro, the original owner of the Shomer. Vizik Bebek Shomer, Vuad Bebek Shomer, Bigmar Dignom Bebek Shomer. So Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yaakov, and he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Some like Rabbi Yaakov, the Amarapish and Nigmar Dino. Hechziro Shomer Levalim, Mukhzar. Furthermore, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, who says, Dabra Garm Lamama and his Kamabit. I mean, it's Rabbi Shimon, Dabra Kodachim, Shechayav Bachrayutan, that you now take from his house, Shechayav Kefal. Why? Because it's Dabra Garm Lamama, Kamabitam. Omer of Kana Brita, the Shemite Kamedar of Zibid Narda, and he said, no, it's impossible, because Bimach is book about Disik Rabbi Meir, and not like Rabbi Shimon, if the Sefer says Beferish, the Rabbi Shimon is part of Mishnei Elu, which is Mashmir, he'd be voted to the rest of the Mishnah. Omer, no, doesn't mean that at all, doesn't imply that even. It just means, that even though that looks like the same case, but it isn't, because it's Shechita Ru'uya. Who cares what you want to use it for? Ganav mishal aviv et avachu b'char u'be'achar kach meit aviv. So probably be'nei Rav Mimir Nachman. Ganav shor, shor shnei shutafim u'tivacho, and then he goes at his mother lechad, b'yamal. Chamisha bakar amar rachmana. And lo chamisha chatzei bakar adiuma, chamisha bakar amar rafil, chamisha chatzei bakar malei. Chamisha bakar v'lo chamisha chatzei bakar. Itve, how about the mission here? Ganav mishal aviv et avachu b'char u'be'achar kach meit aviv. Mishal v'shulmi arba v'chamisha. Ahacha, given the meit aviv, it's the equivalent of kamoshkana v'oda lechadmiyam, namely himself, dami. Ukatadi mishal v'shulmi arba v'chamisha. Anyway, amalech maskinan kigon she'amad aviv bedin. So what are you saying? That lo amad bedin mai? Einu mishal v'shulmi arba v'chamisha? Said, ahacha, etotadi sefer, ganav mishal aviv u'meit. Why do you need to change when the father died? Niflog b'diday. When do we say the same case father died later? You're right, he could have said that. But I didn't know if Reish got him shal aviv. So now, to give its mirror image in the Sefer, it says, as you say for Nami, Gandavi shall aviv meit aviv achar kach tovu macha. Anyway, that's what he said in the evening. But let's have from Alai, chamisha bakar merachman afil chamisha chatzei bakar. The only reason I didn't say this to you tonight, I wasn't able to think. Kanu amr lachaburta, Lo achle bisra de Torah. If that's the case, then even if Meit Aviv before, there's still the other Shutafim. Nah, no connection. Reisha karinu beyutvachon kulo beisura. Seifa lo karinu beyutvachon kulo beisura.